Welcome to the Sunday Gathering, a time to connect with Creator through prayer and reflection. Each week, members of the Community Catholic Church clergy gather to worship, and we invite you to join us. We are an inclusive and progressive denomination in the Anglican Roman Catholic tradition, and you can join in by clicking on the link that you see on the show page below. And now, let's celebrate our wonderful connection with Creator, and prepare our hearts for worship. Welcome to our service of worship on this Palm Sunday, also known as Passion Sunday. Today, our homilist is Bishop Liz Labazou, and our celebrant is Bishop-elect Jeanette Honig. And now, let us prepare our hearts as we begin this Holy Week, following Jesus from the triumphant entry in Jerusalem to the cross, to the grave, and to the day of resurrection.
Welcome to our service of worship on this Palm Sunday. Today marks the beginning of Holy Week, an emotional and spiritually enriching walk with Jesus through the last days of his life to the cross and ultimately Easter morning. As we cannot present a Palm Sunday procession for the internet listeners, our focus this morning is on the other part of the service, our Sunday's liturgy, the Passion of Christ. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you always.
And also with you.
Almighty God,
to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. This is the Collect for Palm Sunday. Almighty and ever-living God, in the tender love for all your human race, you sent your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, to take our flesh and suffer death upon a cruel cross. May we follow the example of his great humility and share in the glory of his resurrection through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Isaiah, chapter 50, beginning at the fourth verse. The Lord God has given me the tongue of a teacher, that I may know how to sustain the weary with a word. Morning by morning he wakens my ear to listen as those who are taught. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious. I did not turn backward. I gave my back to those who struck me, and my cheeks to those who pulled out the beard. I did not hide my face from insult and spitting. The Lord God helps me. Therefore, I have not been disgraced. Therefore, I have set my face like flint, and I know that I shall not be put to shame. He who vindicates me is near. Who will contend with me? Let us stand up together. Who are my adversaries? Let them confront me. It is the Lord God who helps me, who will declare me guilty. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm appointed between the lections is Psalm 31. Be gracious to me, O Lord, for I am in distress. My eye wastes away from grief, my soul and body also, for my life is spent with sorrow, and my years with sighing. My strength fails because of my misery, and my bones waste away. I am the scorn of all my adversaries, a horror to my neighbors, an object of dread to my acquaintances. Those who see me in the street flee from me. I have passed out of mind like one who is dead. I have become like a broken vessel. for I hear the whisperings of many, terror all around, as they scheme together against me, as they plot to take my life. But I trust in you, O Lord. I say, you are my God. My times are in your hand. Deliver me from the hand of my enemies and my persecutors. Let your face shine upon your servant. Save me in your steadfast love. God of the covenant, in the glory of the cross, your Son embraced the power of death and broke its hold over your people. In this time of repentance, draw all people to yourself, that we who confess Jesus as Lord may put aside the deeds of death and accept the life of your kingdom. Amen.
A reading from Paul's letter to the Philippians. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness, and being found in human form. He humbled himself and became obedient in the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bend in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
As soon as it was morning, the chief priests held a consultation with the elders and scribes and the whole council. They bound Jesus, led him away, and handed him over to Pilate. Pilate asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" He answered him, "You say so." Then the chief priests accused him of many things. Pilate asked him again, "Have you no answer? See how many charges they bring against you." But Jesus made no further reply, so that Pilate was amazed. Now at the festival, he used to release a prisoner for them, anyone for whom they asked. Now a man called Barabbas was in prison with the rebels, who had committed murder during the insurrection. So the crowd came and began to ask Pilate to do for them according to his custom. Then he answered them, "Do you want me to release for you the king of the Jews?" For he realized that it was out of jealousy that the chief priests had handed him over. But the chief priests stirred up the crowd to him, "Release Barabbas for them instead." Pilate spoke to them again, "Then what do you wish me to do with the man you call the king of Jews?" They shouted back, "Crucify him." Pilate asked them, "Why? What evil has he done?" But they shouted all the more, "Crucify him." So Pilate, wishing to satisfy the crowd, released Barabbas for them. And after flogging Jesus, he handed him over to be crucified.
Then the soldiers led him into the courtyard of the palace, that is the governor's headquarters. And they called together the whole cohort. And they clothed him in a purple cloak, and after twisting some thorns into a crown, they put it on him. And they began saluting him, "Hail, King of the Jews!" They struck his head with a reed, spat on him, and knelt down in homage to him. After mocking him, they stripped him of the purple cloak and put his own clothes on him. Then they led him out to crucify him. They compelled a passerby who was coming in from the country to carry his cross. It was Simon of Cyrene, the father of Alexander and Rufus. Then they brought Jesus to the place called Golgotha, which means the place of a skull. And they offered him wine mixed with myrrh, but he did not take it. And they crucified him. and divided his clothes among them, casting lots to decide which each should take. It was 9 o'clock in the morning when they crucified him. The inscription of the charge against him read, "The King of the Jews." And with him they crucified 2 bandits, one on his right and one on his left. Those who passed by derided him, shaking their heads and saying, "Aha, you who would destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself and come down from the cross."
In the same way, the chief priests, along with the scribes, were also mocking him among themselves and saying, "He saved others, he cannot save himself. Let the Messiah, the King of Israel, come down from the cross now, so that we may see and believe." Those who were crucified with him also taunted him. When it was noon, darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m. At 3 o'clock, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lema sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" When some of the bystanders heard it, they said, "Listen, he's calling for Elijah." And someone ran, filled a sponge with sour wine, put it on a stick, and gave it to him to drink, saying, "Wait, let us see whether Elijah will come to take him down." Then Jesus gave a loud cry and breathed his last. And the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. Now, when the centurion who stood facing him saw that in this way he breathed his last, he said, "Truly, this man was God's son." This is the gospel of Christ.
Praise be to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Today, Palm Sunday, was a day of celebration for many of Jesus' followers from near and far. Jesus humbly rode into Jerusalem on a donkey for the feast of Passover, arriving to the cheers, the waving of the palms, and to the chanting of Hosanna, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." To many of his followers, Jesus was coming in as their king, their savior, their Messiah, the one who would free them from their enemies. But little did they know that Jesus came as the King of Peace. The Pharisees, the priests, and even the church leaders who had heard Jesus preach in their temples hated Jesus, and they wanted him out of the way. So they conspired together, hoping that he would slip up and do something against their law so that they could arrest and punish him. The celebrations of the week were to be the last days of Jesus' life. Perhaps the triumphant entry of Jesus could be said really to be a funeral procession, the final walk of Jesus' life. Thursday was the beginning of the end on Good Friday. Jesus had his last supper with his disciples with Passover bread and wine. He told his disciples that among his trusted few, one would betray him, one would deny him, and all will lose faith in him. Now Jesus went to pray in Gethsemane with Peter, James, and John. 3 times he prayed, and each time he returned to find his disciples asleep. The 3rd time when he woke them, he told them that the Son of Man had been betrayed into the hands of his sinners. Judas came with a group of armed soldiers and Jewish officials and kissed Jesus on the cheek to verify to the soldiers that it was Jesus. As the soldiers and the Jewish officials arrested him, his disciples quickly fled. Peter followed Jesus from a distance, but someone recognized him as one of Jesus' followers. 3 times he was confronted, and 3 times he denied knowing Jesus. Then the rooster crowed, verifying what Jesus had said to Peter, that the rooster will crow upon Peter's denial of Jesus 3 times. This turned out to be a week of betrayals, denials, and Jesus' arrest, which ended in the suffering and death of Jesus on a cross. Mark's gospel, detailing Jesus' last day on earth before the crucifixion, is a sad gospel, the hardest and the saddest gospel in the Bible. In a quick trial, he was accused of blasphemy, which is the crime of speaking against or showing disrespect to God. He was sentenced to be crucified like a common criminal on a cross that he would have to carry to his own crucifixion. Where were Jesus' followers? Where were the crowds, the ones that were there upon his arrival in Jerusalem, chanting and cheering and hailing him as the King of the Jews? Now the same crowds that had yelled Hosanna were yelling, "Crucify him." Where were his disciples? They ran away, fearing for their own lives. Even the church elders, the priests at the temple that Jesus taught in, were now asking for his death. Poor Jesus, left abandoned, denied, persecuted, and condemned to death on a cross by the very people he came to save. He was left all alone. We too have followed Jesus only to betray him, and have befriended Jesus only to deny him. We've done that many times in our lives. Maybe we have also asked the same question Jesus did right before he died, when he gave the loud cry, my God, why have you forsaken me?" People thought that Jesus was crying out to God, asking him where he was. But actually, those words begin Psalm 22, which ends in praise and confidence in the promise that God is with us, even at the darkest times. Dear friends, many of us have given up our lives in one way or another to Christ, and yet we don't feel victorious in our lives. Instead, we may feel defeated at times. Even the disciples felt defeated after the death of Jesus. They didn't know who or where to turn to. Jesus wants us always to need him, not just in our bad days, but even in our good days. He won't abandon us or deny us for what we may need him, what we may need from him. What we need or ask of him might not come at the moment that we want it to, but it will come on Jesus' time when he feels the time is right for us. So we have to learn to be a bit patient. His followers wanted a king, a Messiah, who would come into their lives and fight their battles for them against the evil that held them captive. Jesus was not the Messiah who was going to grant our every wish and our every whim. Instead, Jesus, our Jesus, was going to hang on a cross by the end of the week to pour out his love for us that we may be made whole. Denying Jesus can be heartbreaking, but we always know that Jesus will never abandon us. So let's ask ourselves, where are we denying Jesus' truth, his healings, his forgiveness for ourselves and for others? No matter what we may have done, nothing is ever beyond the reach of Jesus. He knows where we are. He knows where to find us. And if we ask him for forgiveness, he will take care of that for us too. As we ponder these events, may we take responsibility for our actions, repent, and do better. At the same time, let us rest in the knowledge that even when we do mess up, Jesus will restore us. Jesus is always there for us. Let us never take him for granted. Jesus is the one who still brings good news to those who seem to have no good news, and brings visions to those who are imprisoned, trapped in the prisons of their own world, where there seems to be no vision. He grants freedom to those who have been bound and oppressed, and he's the one who at times still heals the sick. He reigns not with power and spite to deliberately hurt us, but with justice, love, and mercy. He's the God who has truly humbled himself to be our Savior, and to come to us not demanding to be served, but willing that we would join him serving the needs of this world. He is the Messiah, the true King. And this year, may we worship the Lord with true joy, saying together, "Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." And believe in it with all our might. This Palm Sunday, instead of lifting branches, let us lift up our hearts to the Lord, knowing him as our good Savior who loves us and is worthy of all praise. Amen.
The Lord comes to us humbly, riding a donkey and proclaiming a message of peace. Let us pray, saying, "Lord, hear our prayer." That Christians hear and share the word of God as true disciples, we pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That all leaders of church and of state prefer humble serve to empty power, we pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
that those who see the cross starkly revealed in their lives draw strength from the name above every other name, we pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That we who hope to greet Jesus when he comes again be ready and joyful, we pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who suffer in mind or body, especially, we pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
God, our Creator, you show your sons and daughters the way to freedom through the gentle obedience of your Son, Jesus Christ. Grant our petitions as we seek to follow him. We pray his name, Christ our Lord. Amen.
Dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. God welcomes sinners and invites them to this table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful Lord,
we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life. In Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Eternal God, in Jesus Christ, we behold your glory. Receive the offering of your people gathered before you, and open your hearts and mouths to praise your great salvation, the same Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
We give you thanks and praise, Almighty God, through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and our Redeemer. He is your living word, through whom you have created all things. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he took flesh of the Virgin Mary and shared our human nature. He lived and died as one of us to reconcile us to you, the God and the Father of all. In fulfillment of your will, he stretched out his hands in suffering to bring release to those who place their hope in you. And so he won for you a holy people. He chose to bear our griefs and sorrows and to give up his life on the cross that he might shatter the chains of evil and death and banish the darkness of sin and despair. By his resurrection, he brings us into the light of your presence. Now, with all creation, we raise our voices to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy and gracious God, accept our praise through your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who on the night he was handed over to suffering and death, took bread and gave you thanks, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you." In the same way, he took the cup, saying, "This is my blood, which is shed for you. When you do this, do it in the memory of me." Remembering, therefore, his death and resurrection, we offer you this bread and this cup, giving thanks that you have made us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. We ask you to send the Holy Spirit upon the offering of our Holy Church. Gather one into all who share in these sacred mysteries, filling them with the Holy Spirit and confirming their faith in the truth, that together we may praise you and give you glory through our servant, Jesus Christ. All glory and honor are yours, Father, and Son, and the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Church, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, from every evil, and grant us peace in your day. In your mercy, keep us free from sin and protect us from all anxiety as we wait in joyful hope for the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
This is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Happy are those who are called to his supper.
Lord, I am not worthy to receive you, but only say the word, and I shall be healed.
The gifts of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
For those of us at home, please join me as we say this prayer, knowing that Jesus is in each of us, each of our hearts at this time of worship. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things and I desire you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my heart, where I am restored and embraced by your loving spirit. May I never be separated from your love and your grace. Amen.
Father in heaven, strengthen the unity of our church, so that we who have been fed with holy things may fulfill your will in the world. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Glory to God.
Whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen.
The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and the love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. May the blessing in the God Almighty, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit be with us this day and forevermore. Amen.
Go forth into the world, rejoicing in the power of the Spirit.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you for joining us this day for our time of worship. If you have a prayer request, please send it along to communitycatholicchurch@gmail.com. If you'd like to make a financial donation to help support our ministry, please visit the website at www.communitycatholicchurch.com. Join us next week at 10:30 a.m. for the next Sunday gathering. Blessings to you in the name of our God of love.